The sound of Saturday or Sunday morning for lots of parents around the country is the sound of your child and other children playing sport, cheering them on from the sidelines. But for some children, the sound and movement of team sport, not to mention the physical and social expectations, can be a real challenge. All Play is a program that's been rolled out as a partnership between the AFL and Deakin University. It's to help children who are on the autism spectrum join their local AusKick Club. Professor Nicole Reinhardt is the director of the Deakin Child Study Centre. Now, Nicole, you work in autism research, but I think the idea for this program came when you were at an AusKick game with your son, who doesn't have autism.
So 4 years ago, we went to our first AusKick game, and I was looking out and watching all of the children play. And as a clinical psychologist, I'm pretty good at identifying children who have different sorts of developmental challenges. And I just, as a little bit of an experiment, was looking out, you know, to the hundreds of kids. And I stopped in my tracks when I realised that I couldn't see any children who had developmental challenges there. And watching my son benefit socially, motorically, you know, watching our family benefit every Saturday and thinking about how much some families were missing out just spurred me into action. And that's when I finally met Logan Whittaker and we started this All Play plan.
Well, Logan Whittaker is the inclusion manager at the AFL. So, Logan, what was your initial response when Nicole came to you with a plan?
It was actually pretty incredible timing because we'd started looking at this within the AFL at the time. And so Nicole came through to me and she said, oh, I've had this idea to start working, bringing research into football and trying to figure out the best way to include children of all abilities into football. And I said, well, actually, we're just trying to develop at the moment an all abilities AusKick program to try and cater for those children that have the extra support needs. So from there, we were able to really join forces and move through to create what we think is a really impressive program.
Well, Nicole, team sport is generally considered, you know, a good thing for children to do physically and socially. But what are the kinds of particular challenges that kids on the autism spectrum have when it comes to inclusion in team sports?
We're doing a piece of research to try and understand that in more depth. But one of the things that's happened over the last, even if we look back 5 or 10 years, is when children are diagnosed with a disability, the first feedback they're getting is, well, maybe they'd be better off being in a solitary sport. Maybe AusKick's going to be too much. Stay away from the team things. It's too hard. And that just became, you know, the norm in the community, and people started to accept that as a view. And what I was seeing when I was looking at children with disabilities who were playing organised sports versus children who weren't is that the children who were playing organised sports were doing better. As a psychologist, I didn't have to see them as much. And the families were more engaged in the community. So we are doing a piece of work to understand the barriers to it. But one of the findings that was very striking from last year is that it's not barriers for the kids. The kids love it. They want to be out there. They can actually cope really well with a lot of the environmental factors. The barrier was the information that coaches had to support children with disabilities. Parents wanted to know that when their kids were out on the field, that coach would have the skills and tools to be able to support the young person. So it's an environmental barrier. So the solution of All Play is to come up with toolkits and new curriculums for coaches to be able to fully support children.
All right, Logan, tell me more about that.
Well, we know that AusKick is run by volunteer mums and dads on the weekend, essentially, and a lot of those people haven't had a lot of experience working with people with disabilities, and it can be a confronting experience. Often they just don't want to do or say the wrong thing, and that can lead to them doing or saying nothing and stepping back and saying, look, we can't cater for your needs, unfortunately, when realistically all they need is to give them a chance and they'll pretty quickly realise they're not too different to any other child. They just want to be included and get out there and have some fun. So we do currently provide some training through our Level 1 AusKick coaching accreditation, but it's limited. And for parents that have never had any experience in football before, let alone any experience working with people with disability, that 45 minutes on a Wednesday night somewhere is quickly forgotten, and then they get there on the Saturday and all of a sudden they've got three children on the spectrum, maybe another child in a wheelchair, and they go, well, not sure how we're going to deal with this. So the work we're doing with Deakin through the AugPlay program to try and create some resources they can really quickly access, so either they can spend the week planning what they might be able to do, or we've got an app that they can just get up on their phone on the morning of, if they've got a child that turns up for the first time, and then mum and dad goes, look, just to let you know, Johnny's on the spectrum. Go, okay, well, great. I've got an app here that I can reach into my pocket and they can support me to make sure that your child has a really valuable experience here.
So, Nicole, what kind of simple steps can footy clubs do so that children with autism can feel welcomed and included?
Yes, so go to our website is the first recommendation, www.allplay.org.au, and that has a whole range of tools. So a coach might identify through the parent or just through observation that a child is having a challenge with anxiety and fear about joining in with the group. So the coach can go to the web and get some tools and tips and really quick things. Coaches don't want to read books. So they can get a sentence or a couple of dot points. And the lovely thing about the webpage is that we have the senior coaches from the AFL who are giving the messages. So it's coach to coach, because also coaches really don't want to hear from me. They want to hear from other coaches. So and also then parents can go to the website and say, well, as a parent, what resources can I get? And even kids can go to the website.
You're listening to Life Matters with Amanda Smith talking about AugPlay. This is a partnership program between the AFL and Deakin University to help children who are on the autism spectrum join their local AusKick club. I keep wanting to say AusKick, AusKick club. Now, one of the parents who's been involved in this program is David Wiley. His 10-year-old son, Campbell, has autism. So, David, tell us what's it been like for your son to take up a team sport, to play footy.
It's been a wonderful experience. Two years ago, we decided that we needed to actually make sure that he had some sort of form of inclusion. Key to that particular process was finding an avenue that we could actually get him involved with a team sport, and just give him a shot at how he'd actually behave.
What kinds of problems did you think he might have joining in a game like this?
The reality is that there was probably a few sports that we'd actually looked at, and it was actually very difficult for parents to find a place that would actually knew how to actually cater for a child with on the autism spectrum. So it was quite easy in the end, because there was a lot of openness around we can help and we have got tools to get him through. And it was a pretty easy thing to do, because we wanted to make sure that he was local and with his mates at school.
What kinds of things, though, does he or did he find tricky?
Well, children on the spectrum are typically or can be quite hard to concentrate on certain things. Noise can be very distracting to them.
Yeah, an AusKick is noisy.
It's a lot going on. Mm. So it was always very, very difficult to find something that was going to actually give him a chance. But like these kids also really do like to have a bit of structure, and they also like to be just involved. So it's not necessarily about handballing a ball through a hoop or kicking it straight 30 metres away. And it's not about that. It's about actually just running a few little practice drills and being involved and being part of it.
Have you seen changes in Campbell as a result of him playing team sport?
Yeah, it was quite incredible. We as a parent, and most parents who have children on the autism spectrum, you typically find that they will be worried about will they be any good. We saw instantly, quite quickly, certain little drills, little warm-up drills, where he'd throw a football up in the air, clap three times, and catch it. And he did that, and he was excited to do it. So those little fine motor skills were very obvious to us straight away. Now, obviously, there's research going into that, and we're measuring that, and that's a wonderful thing. But as a parent, I could see that there was clearly improvement.
What about social skills.
Yeah, that's a real big one, and this is strategically the reason why we actually decided to actually do the AusKick program. And that was because these children typically are socially a little bit hamstrung. They can be very quiet. They can be very, very, they look like they might be at ease just gazing off into the sunset. But reality is there's real life, and there's and they need to integrate in society. So that was really, there's been some real improvement there. You know, we're ensuring that Campbell gets to have a chat to the other children in his classroom and say, hey, listen, you know, well done for being AusKicker of the Week. So yeah, look, it's breaking a couple of little barriers down. So it's been a really great program and process for us.
Well, Logan Whittaker, as the inclusion manager at the AFL, I imagine one of the issues is managing other parents' expectations. You know, you'd love to think that we're all open to difference, but in truth, that's not always the case.
Absolutely, and you see that on sporting fields. Every weekend, parents living vicariously through their child. However, we've come up with a relatively innovative way to try and break down that barrier as well. And so we've developed a buddy program, which we pair up the typically developing kids within the AusKick Centre with the children in the All Abilities group. And they don't do it every week, but maybe 2-3 times a year, they'll do that session together. And so they'll have their buddy and they'll run through the warm-up drills together, they'll play a little game together. And what that does is it helps to integrate the children with disabilities into the broader group with the typically developing kids, but also gives those kids the opportunity to play with children with disabilities. And that was one of the broad aims when we started this All Abilities AusKick program, was to create some generational change so that the first step into footy for a lot of kids is AusKick. And we wanted that to be an inclusive step and for that to follow through the rest of their football journey. And hopefully in 20 years' time, when they move into employment and they're hiring and firing, they're more likely to hire someone with a disability because they've played sport alongside them all their lives.
Yeah. Nicole, so far, how many clubs have picked up on the All Play program, you know, and made themselves a little bit more autism friendly?
Oh, that's a really great question. AusKick is right through the country. It's huge, as I've learnt from Logan. There's hundreds of clubs. And so the challenge for us is how do we reach them, which is why our tools and resources are on the web and in an app. And Logan, this is something really cool about the program. Logan has a joint appointment with Deakin University and is travelling around the country and meeting with all of the AusKick coaches. So we're trying to, from Logan's position as the National Inclusion Manager, infuse all the way down and tackle it from different angles. So it's a year and a half in, and I think Logan's just finished his first tour of Australia. Almost.
So what's your sense, Logan, of how far it's reached?
It's real. Everything in football essentially starts in Victoria. It's the heartland of football. And we've got 30-plus centres, probably up to about 35 in Victoria, that say they're Access All Abilities centres, and that's constantly growing. They're the ones that specifically cater for and have a group within the broader AusKick Centre for the All Abilities group. Kids. So just on that, I'll explain the way that it is set out on a Saturday morning, because it's something we're really, really proud of, because we can now provide families and parents with choice, whereas 5 years ago, the choice wasn't there. 5 years ago, it was you turned up to your local AusKick Centre and you fitted in, essentially. Now what we've got is we've got three different models of delivery. We've still got that, where we provide all the tools and resources to the local AusKick, so you can go along and you can play with your friends from school. However, if that's not quite suited to you and you need a little bit more support, then we've got centres that have side-by-side groups. So that's where you've got your grade 2 kids playing together, your grade 3 kids playing together, and you've got an all-abilities group. So no matter what the age, if they're identify as being all-abilities, they participate in that group. It's on the same oval, though, at the same time, utilising the same resources, part of the same community. So the family is still going along to AusKick, but they're just in their own space. And then we've also got the disability specific centre that we set up within special schools, or we set up at early intervention centres, and that's really the first step into AusKick, and it's just for children with disabilities. The idea there is that we build their skills, we build their confidence, and they move through to the side-by-side centre. Slowly, they might then move over from that group into the grade 3 group and join in with all the other kids, but also having that safety net to be able to fall back if, for whatever reason, that's just not quite working. So in Victoria, we've got 30-odd of those. We've got two of those being set up in South Australia this year. We had one set up in Queensland, one set up in New South Wales, and we had two in WA. And the NT do some stuff in schools, but we're working with them, and Tassie are really keen to do more as well. So it's a slow burn, but we want it to be. We want it to do it slowly and do it really well. But it's really started in Victoria and is really kicking off around the rest of the country.
And Nicole, you're actually extending the All Play program outside of sport and football. You've launched it for dance.
Yes.
Yeah. Now tell us why and how that's progressing.
So pretty much, I think a week after the All Play footy program started, patients in the clinic started coming up to me and saying, that's really wonderful, but what are you doing for girls with disability? Because our daughter doesn't want to play football. So
the AusKick program is for boys and girls.
It is.
But it's still a bit more boys.
It is. When we look at our numbers, it is a bit more boys than girls, but it's certainly for both, just as dance is for both boys and girls. So
yes, but we all know it's more girls.
We do. We do. So All Play Dance actually starts next week as a research program, and it follows the same model as All Play Footy, and that is, first of all, let's understand what the particular barriers are, but we also have to understand the landscape of dance. With football, it's really organised under the AFL umbrella. With dance, it's a much less organised in terms of its, you know, you can go to a tap class or a ballet class or different studios, and there's not an AFL sitting over them. So we're working with the National Disability Insurance Agency, and we're going to be identifying dance classes that are disability friendly for girls and making that information available Australia-wide. So we'll hope to achieve that within the first 12 months of the program. And like All Play Footy, we're going to be developing resources that are specific to dance teachers, mums and children.
Well, congratulations on all of it. Professor Nicole Reinhardt is the director of the Deakin Child Studies Centre at Deakin University. Logan Whittaker is the inclusion manager at the AFL. And David Wiley is the father of 10-year-old Campbell, who's on the autism spectrum and playing AusKick through the All Play program, that partnership between the AFL and Deakin University. Many thanks to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Amanda Smith with you here in Life Matters.